This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not too familiar.
Okay.
It's a double album. And it's kind of a, what they call a concept album.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Isn't a double album cheating, though?
It's not, actually the opposite of cheating.
Yeah, it's working overtime, Evan, to me.
It's the opposite of cheating. It's an artist who is so prolific.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to, that's eight songs. I'm done. No. No. I got 16 songs in the hopper.
Yeah, but I'm not going to enjoy all 16.
You ever listen to Blonde on Blonde?
All Eyes on Me, Evan?
Yeah.
You don't skip?
Yeah,
you don't
know every single Pac.
Yeah.
Little Pac?
What you know about Pac?
You either ride with us or collide with us. It's as simple as that.
Look at my man.
For me and my buddies.
Something called trimming the fat.
Boy. Hey, little people, real quick. Oh. Some people are disappointed in you.
For what?
Because you're in a
I'm
good mood.
I'm having a great day.
Everything.
Oh, no. But you oversold the good news.
They're 12-0 with that starting lineup.
Don't tell me during the break. And Evan, that's a nugget. It is a factoid, but I thought something more was popping. That's all.
Like for what? Like, what? Give me an example of what you thought it might be. LeBron's
injury
out
somewhere?
Tonight?
Yeah, something. Okay. But boy, that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you solved it.
888-957-9570. Look, this is the stretch run.
Boy.
There's no doubt about it. And the Golden State Warriors have only meaningful games left. They only have big games left, and it starts tonight against the Lakers. Let's take some calls here and find out what the masses are thinking about tonight's game. I'm not going to call it a must win. AJ in Los Angeles. He's down in LA.
Is he a Laker?
What's up, AJ? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, first off, I have off the wall over Thriller, just to be clear.
I might be in trouble. Wow. Yeah, okay.
Hey, so start lineup, right? So
yep.
I think this 12-0, cool. It's doing what it's supposed to do. But to be clear, we watched that starting lineup get smoked in the first quarter and fourth in several games, but backups found a way to pull through. So when it comes to matchups in the playoffs, because that's what's really important in these important games, I think matchups should be the focal point and not based on trust or this weird trust thing the Curse have with these small guys, right? I think he needs to really consider, you know, something. You got to get JK involved somehow in this starting lineup or Gee or Post. You got to get some size because, or at least I would say Gee or JK. And I'll say this because when it gets really important, and we saw the other night in Memphis, you know, Potts and Moody kind of really didn't hold their own in the point of attack. I mean, they really attacked Potts in particular, and, you know, and they were coming off a back-to-back. and Steph had to have the best game of the season against a downturning Memphis team on a back-to-back, you know? So
right.
Steph's not going to be like that every night. So let's get some guys. Let's get really serious with this starting lineup thing. We got to get serious. Put some guys out there who's going to, you know, where Steph can just have a great game and not just be an alien out there,
right.
You know?
No, I hear you, AJ, and in a perfect world, yes, in a perfect world, I think Kuminga is your number three scorer.
Man, that's dumb.
However, he's not that player right now.
Right. And he might not even be available.
Well, I'm talking he might not play tonight, but I'm talking down the road.
Yeah,
you'd love him to be your third leading scorer pretty consistently, but right now he's not that player, and right now even before the injury, I'm not sure he's getting enough playing time to become the third scorer.
Again, this goes to Evan's nuggets, Donnie. It sounds like AJ, and I'm not saying he's wrong, but I question, I guess the 12-0 with this starting lineup doesn't mean anything. And let's just say our job, let's say we had a routine and we came in here and we did the best shows we did for 2 months and the ratings are through the roof. Would we really go away from that? No. I bring that up because 12-0 is 12-0, and I don't think they're going to change up because, you know, the other team's got more length. It's like every team's got more length than us.
I don't know what he's going to do. I really don't. I know that Kerr's never been afraid to tinker, even when things are going well. And this is a small team that they've been starting, and that team across the way tonight is big. I mean, they're big at every position. That's the issue.
Would you guys respond? Like, Post would be the five.
And exactly.
And who would you take out?
It ain't Pods. Who's going to bring the ball? Or are we putting that on Curry? Hey,
Curry and Draymond can bring it up.
Right.
But I would think it would be Pods out of the starting lineup.
Yeah, the only reason I'm asking is because, strangely, in 41 minutes that five has played together. So Curry, Moody at the two with Butler, Green, and Post as your front line.
Uh-oh.
They're minus 15 in 41 minutes. And the starting five that we talked about is literally their best lineup by plus minus.
I think we're going to see that all the way to the end.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense. When you put it that way, it makes a lot of sense. Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Stani Guru, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I think the way that the Warriors are going to beat the Lakers today is really you got to have Moses Moody being your number three big-time scorer, followed by, I would say, Pajemski, and then I would say probably Post, then Heal. Why do I say that? Tonight is going to be an example of, you know, your entry to playoff basketball. It's going to be physical, and when they see Post out there, the Lakers do a lot of high-screen ISO mismatch, and Post is going to be the odd man out. Whereas at least Pajemski and Moses show up and do the necessary things to rebound, play tough defense, and Pods has got to start scoring when he's open. He had a terrible game against Memphis.
Yeah.
That's why Curry had to really show up. And Moses came in late towards the end of the game. Even though he didn't have a great game, he hit the big shot.
Yeah.
He did the auxiliary things to make them win.
Yeah, they were up five when he hit that, right? So now he put him up eight?
It put him up eight, yeah. It was absolutely the dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
but it's so easy to do this. But, like, I think a Steve Kerr shot when Jordan passed him, coming out the huddle,
mm-hmm.
maybe that was part of it, plan B, I don't know, Paxson when Jordan gave it. You can do all this, but the game is so beautiful because you don't know who is going to end up with the shot. You know what I mean? Like Moody in Dallas. I'm sure it wasn't drew up that way. He didn't hit it, but, I mean, man.
I mean, this is why the game's so great is, you know, you talk about Quentin Post, and he obviously can shoot the three. He obviously can stretch the floor, but last caller's right. They're going to put him in pick and rolls, and he may end up on LeBron or Doncic. And I actually think he's done a okay job. He's done an okay job in that situation. But when the team, you know, it's going to be tougher and tougher and tougher for him as they play these really good teams.
There's going to be three pick and roll all day tonight from the Lakers, Donnie. They are going to try Luka, Reeves, Bron all day and night.
The other thing is, who covers Reeves? That's wow. I mean, he to me is a big key.
AR-15.
The way I look at the Lakers, if I compare it to the Warriors, is okay. Doncic is going to score. LeBron's going to score. Butler's going to score, and Curry's going to score. Okay. Well, the Lakers have a number three who's more consistent scoring the ball than the Warriors do. So they're going to have to make up for that somehow, assuming everybody's having kind of their normal night.
Mm-hmm. And then we might get a Draymond night, Stoney, to where he might get 8-3 attempts. Like, that might be part of the Laker game plan. All dependent on – he hit the first one against Memphis. I was like, watch out, Jack. Nobody celebrates like Dray when he hits it. Because he looks at the bench. He must hear it.
I mean, the bottom line is – I think there's some teams out there that want him to make that first one.
Well, man.
I mean, it's that old story about, you know.
You're open for a reason.
A so-so shooter makes his first one. Now, all of a sudden, he thinks he's a good shooter, and he's not. Obviously, Draymond's had some big games from three, but and I don't like the idea of letting him set up out there and just measure it. But you gotta defend other things at times, and that's what ends up happening. Evan, we brought up who the Warriors' best shooter is when wide open, essentially. Yeah. And I'll just get it. You know the answer now, and I know the answer now.
The award goes to...
But essentially, who's going to come up with this first? Since Jimmy Butler arrived, who's the Warriors' best open three-point shooter? It's actually not even close.
Let's see who it... I don't think they're going to get it.
I'm going to...
Did Carter get it?
I'm going to give whoever gets it first on one of the text lines.
Well, Carter got it.
I will. It's like when you run a radio contest, employees of the show are not eligible.
Carter, I got your back, baby. I wanted to say that.
D. Lou and Beard are saying post. That's incorrect. Looney, no. Come on, people. Pods, no.
Wow.
Come on.
I'm shocked.
Yes, it is. There it is. 559.
JP3.
Gary Payton II.
He had been in four.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go.
Gary Payton II. Chris Paul II.
Man.
I mean, you don't think of missing a lot of three-point shooting when Payton's not there, but he's been hitting them. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah's in San Leandro.
Hey.
Hey, Deborah. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm good.
Good to hear.
Game day. Yeah.
Game day. Big game day. The person who needs to show up to me is Moody.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because Moody's been really good defensively. He's really good, and I'm just watching him getting better and better defensively. So we need him to stay on the floor. So if he can bring his offense along with his defense, we're good. If, since you asked for one person. But second, We need Post. When he's in there, he needs to score because, like you said, the other caller said, defensively, they're going to put him in that pick and roll. But if he's hitting threes, we can tolerate a little bit of that. That's my take.
Yeah, well said, Deborah. Well said. And Post was 3 for 9 from three on Tuesday.
Felt like he shot it better, but man.
I feel like he's a little itchy right now, but that's just me.
But that's who he is, though. He runs hot.
I feel like
itchy.
Yeah, I feel like, sure, you want him shooting it when he's open. I just kind of feel like he's taking a little tougher ones. Just a little bit tougher. I don't know if Warrior fans will agree with me or not on Post. I mean, the guy can shoot the ball. There's no doubt about it. I just feel like sometimes he gets a little too trigger happy.
Ask your partner his big – I hope Dibs is not listening. Ask your partner his biggest concern or fear for tonight.
Hey, Guru, Warriors are playing the Lakers tonight in L.A. They obviously have Doncic, LeBron. What's – most concerning to you as a Warrior fan?
The Zebras. Because you know, listen.
You know what?
No, listen.
You know what?
Can I finish
walk out of here? God!
Jimmy Butler is a merchant, but these dudes, when I talk about Bron and Luka, have the refs in their back pockets, Dottie. We're already small. If it turns into a foul fest or a whistle fest, I'm just telling you, Bron and
the
Luka
Warriors went 28 for 28 from the line on Tuesday.
That was Memphis.
They shot more free throws than Memphis.
That was anomalous.
John Morant, who goes to the basket harder than anybody in the league, went to the line
three times.
Right
now. He ain't getting a whistle. I'm just telling you, these two dudes, they're up there with Mount Falmore, Jimmy Butler, but we only got one of him. Steph, it's increased since Jimmy. But that you don't think about that component of Luka and Bron?
Not at all. And you don't either.
Oh, my God.
Okay, who's reffing tonight? It's available. If you really cared, you would have made yourself aware of
it. My point is, it don't matter. It's across the board. Who are we reffing tonight?
LeBron.
Luka and Bron. That's
you know what? Shame on you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Goo.
He's already looking for an excuse. That's what I hear.
What scares you more, the officials or the fact that Curry doesn't shoot well in L.A.?
See?
Oh, it's the officials. It's got to be the officials. Well, could never be Steph.
When we
ever.
Were at the, where were we? Amityville.
You oughta.
Give us the name.
I'm not telling you.
The watch party.
Tipsy Putt.
Yeah, no, the last one.
The Emeryville Public Market.
There we go. Curry had 31 field goal attempts. Now, forget how many went in, but he was frisky. To Evan's point.
What does that have to do with the refs that you're going to complain about tomorrow?
He don't shoot good in this building, is what Evan's point was. And if you look at his career, you know, there's some merit to that. Shout out to the late.
Okay. I'll bet you any amount of money. First of all, how many games you think Curry... And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. How many games you think Curry's played at... I'm calling it Staples.
15.
Oh, my God. I think way more than that.
But you asked me.
I think 30 to 50, maybe. Right. Not to mention, they played a lot of games against the Clippers, although the lighting was different, so we'll just change... We'll just say with the light. I guarantee you, you can find more than enough games where Steph shot it well in L.A.
Not saying he didn't.
And maybe
we can find more where he didn't.
Would you? So the defense has nothing to do with that.
Well, when you're talking about one of the greatest shooters ever and that lighting, how they got it kind of dark or whatnot, depth perception, I think there's something to it.
Something to what?
Curry talked about his favorite buildings, you know, playing in. But I would say Curry would say, you know what? Not the haunted house or house of horrors, but this ain't my best venue I perform in as far as the ball going in from deep.
Okay, so you're willing to give Curry a pass because he doesn't like to shoot in that arena. Are you willing to at least acknowledge that the defense may have something to do with it or nothing?
But when we look at these 30-something games, you understand it's not the same defenders every game. It's been a different iteration of Lakers come and go.
So it has nothing to
numbers.
It has nothing to do with the Lakers defense. Nothing.
You are special, man.
Yes or no?
You are special. I don't
Next
know.
Question.
You know, I've learned a lot from how these senators question the people about signal gate.
Willard was doing it with Kurt. Willard to be in a courtroom.
So are you saying that the Lakers defense has no impact on Steph Curry?
I'm not saying that. Because okay, I'd be a fool to say that. I'm saying I'm going Willard. Numbers are numbers are numbers. The numbers bear that this is not his best building in regard to productivity.
You know how many games he's played there, according to our good friend Jim Mole?
Give it to me.
115. It's not like he's shooting 21%.
But this would be one of the buildings
right.
where...
You know why? Because they can defend him. They're big.
I know everything.
Steph. Yeah. And then you remember, I got PTSD from the play-in where we had that
one?
Game. During the COVID year, we had the game won, and they came back and won.
I'm struggling to remember that. What happened?
We blew it.
Who's we?
The Warriors.
Okay.
We tricked it off. And then we came back home to play Memphis, and we lost an OT.
And that
season
was
over.
And that was the game where Steph didn't score in the fourth quarter or overtime?
Overtime.
Did that have anything to do with the Grizzlies' defense, or Curry got the exact same looks and he just couldn't knock it down?
The numbers are the numbers. We should ask him about that.
Hey, Steph, why do you stink at Staples?
I wouldn't quite say it like that.
Somebody find those stats.
Yeah, I'm going to get them. Evan will be
somebody find, and because Curry's my guy, somebody find those stats so I can stick up for him. Let's go to...
Not if they're against him.
OG's in Alameda. What's up, OG? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First of all, Guru, stop crying about the refs. Even told you the other day, it's his reality, and you can't, and it's a waste of energy because you're not going to change. They're going to make the calls that they're going to make the calls. Your job is to win the game.
I got you. Right? I just brought it up. It's on my mind. That's all. I'm not crying.
He's crying.
If you got to play against the other team and the refs too, then that's the way it goes. You're looking for a victory.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not fired up, and I think they can get it.
All right.
OG, do you want to say something about Kuminga?
I do. This is why I call. Poor guy. I mean, let's face it. There's just a few games left. Okay, think about it this. You're Kerr. You don't know what you're putting in the game when you point to Kuminga. All right? You're finishing the game. It counts for everything. You're going to point to Kuminga, maybe. Are you going to point to Guy Santos? Then at least you know what you're getting.
Mm.
I'd point to Guy Santos. I don't know. All this potential ain't worth anything. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Hey, OG. OG, thanks for the call. Do you remember? I remember this old phrase, potential is short for you haven't done a damn thing yet.
And we weren't able to get it done.
You like that?
Yeah.
Of course you don't.
There's one better. Oh, I got the number. Boy, you guessed Steph Curry's three-point percentage all time at Staples, now Crypto.com Arena.
I'm going to ask for clarification. Does it include the Clippers games or just the Lakers games?
Wow. That okay. I don't have, but let's assume
we'll take
it's
a
the
call.
Clippers. Let's
well,
assume the Clippers.
I think if the Clippers are in it, the percentages are going to look better.
Oh, well,
because he's had... I think he's fine against the Clippers.
Well, he's a career, let's just
go
say
ahead,
40%, 31% from three all time.
That team D's him. They D him up.
What about if do we put the Clippers in it? Because I'm sure it's the Clippers in that, too.
Well, how many games does it say he played?
I don't have it.
Well, where are you getting the numbers?
Right here. Hold on.
You know what? I could get it. I could ask a listener, and they'll probably be able to do it faster and call in
and it
or
says
text.
Just specifically playing against the Lakers at Staples.
All right.
So it may not have the Clippers in there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 31.
So shoot. Okay.
Dude.
There's something there.
I told you that.
The Lakers defense.
No.
Curry for 40 tonight.
Might need it.
Yeah.
Might need 50. Not five, not six. All right, 888.
Luke is depressed. He was. Remember, I came in one day, I said, he looks depressed, man.
Luke is depressed. You looked into his eyes?
You won't let that one die.
No, huh? And neither will the listeners.
I got a new favorite team in the East, the Heat, Spoelstra. Snotty, I'm telling, they're playing better ball without Wiggins. And when Wiggins comes back, I'm rooting for Wiggins.
By the way, we have something from Steiny that he won't let die. You want to talk about it on the other side?
Yeah, we have to.
I don't know.
I wanted to hug him through the chat last night.
It was...
I need somebody to love me like he loves this.
To take a word out of your mouth, Steiny, it was unbecoming.
Listen.
Is this a Bible verse?
Listen. In a world where there's so much negativity, so much anger, resentment, I believe the most important thing right now is self-love. Shut up, Evan. It's self-love. We must love ourselves, and from there, we can then love others. And I'm sure you've heard it, and it sounds trite, but if you don't love yourself, it's impossible to love someone else because, quite frankly, you won't know how to even do it. You see what I'm saying? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number, and it sure sounds like Evan's going to play something or read something that's going to embarrass me on the other side. But you know what? He'll back me up against the corner and I'll come out like a raccoon. Or I'll just flat out deny it.
A raccoon?
Yeah, they say one of the worst animals that are, back him in a corner.
I don't corner
a
raccoon.
Yeah, Pops told me that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like from personal experience, you've backed a raccoon into a corner.
No, it's anecdotal more than anything. But, I mean, anybody out there, can they say for sure that a raccoon, when cornered, will come at you?
Oh, Norm.
Oh, he's had it happen.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Tell him to call in. I want to hear what it's like. Like, what happens?
Texas Bullet Texas.
What's going on in the UN, dude?
Do they jump up and, like, bite your arm and
they
stuff?
They fight for their life.
But you haven't seen it firsthand.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody been in a little melee with a raccoon? I'd like some firsthand knowledge. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, things are heating up on the basketball court. We got a heavyweight showdown tonight in L.A. with the Warriors and Lakers, and we're watching every second. It's your boy Guru here with Prize Picks, and I've been telling you guys that Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up 1,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks, and my go-to are the player point totals. And if you follow me on TikTok, you know I'm hot and I'm in the lab studying. And then I get on the Prize Picks app and turn that studying into cash. And case in point, Moses Moody will have more than 13.5 points in tonight's showdown. Springtime is here and baseball season is officially underway. Don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the diamond in your Prize Picks lineup, regardless if it's strikeouts, RBIs, first inning runs. Take your pick on more or less for your shot to win up 1,000 times your cash today. Download the app today and use code 957GAME. That's code 957GAME and get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
When would you say
what's the average? I want to say about 13. I want to say 13 to 14. Help me.
That's
Evan.
Kind of a lot, right?
I feel like 14.5 for Moody is a lot of points.
But I got to be careful here. No. I had been cleaning up while he went on that bender where he was making everything. It's been quiet on the set here lately. Pods, too, but Pods had that 27-point breakout not too long ago. But tonight, one of the others is going to have to show up.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And the question is, who's it going to be? Which Warrior is going to step up to be their third scorer if it's not Draymond Green, which you wouldn't expect it to be?
Hey, I got to get something off my chest. Evan will soon have kids and know where I'm going with this because we're dads. You got three daughters. So I text my daughter, Milan, who's in North Carolina.
What a wonderful girl she is.
You haven't stayed in touch.
A woman, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah. Ask how your old man's doing. I'm not going to.
How's the old man doing?
I'm talking about me.
Oh.
I'm not going to be around long.
Sure you will.
So I look at the phone, and it says, Daddy. Then I'm like, oh, how much you need?
The next two words are, I want or I need.
120 for hair. Just throw me off. And
120 for hair?
Yeah.
That's not bad. How often does she get her hair cut?
It's done, but I don't know.
Well, you should find out.
Well, I'm irritated that I knew what Daddy meant. It wasn't legit.
Daddy.
How you doing, Pops? It was, I need some chicken. Damn.
Yeah.
Evan, you'll be there one day, baby. You can imagine Evan as a pop.
Well, whenever I call my dad, he always seems suspicious. Let's just put it that way. And I'd like to think I'm self-sufficient at this
point.
That
is what I'm saying. Man, that says it all. Now, you got three of them.
No, I mean, I initiate the texts 90% of the time with my youngest daughter. But the 10% that she does initiate, she will always ask for money.
Okay.
You're right about that. You're right about that. Our friend Zuki, Zuchi Main.
He is the man.
He says our bench is going to kill their bench tonight.
All right.
We'll see.
Who they got coming up? Vando. Rory's back starting.
Gabe Vincent.
Yeah, Gabe Vincent. Oh. Man, he looks like the Miami Gabe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I might owe him an apology, Steiny.
How about this? I don't even know. What's the line tonight?
Now, that I don't even know.
It's got to be 4.5.
I'm
Lakers favored by 4.5.
I'm going to say 2.5. What do you say,
Carter? Says 1.
Yeah.
It's 1?
Yeah.
Now, does he know the line?
Well, he just held up 1 like it's 1.
Oh, then Carter, he probably knows the line.
Carter usually knows the line.
Yeah. He was the closest. It's 1.5.
1.5. I'll take the win.
No, Carter gets it.
He knew the line.
No, he said 1.
But it's 1.5.
Right, so he got it.
I said 2.
Right, but you went over. At Price is Right rules.
No, it has to be 2 to win.
Well, he was just on a site because he wanted to see if Moses Moody's over-under was correct.
Yeah,
because it seems high, right?
He found it at 10.5. Where are you betting 14.5?
You talking about? Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we got some calls. I got some calls to make after. Boy, no wonder the pockets hurting.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what happened?
The 925 is saying, yeah, Moody's 14+ tomorrow against the Nuggets.
No, I'm not privy to that.
It's 10 tonight.
No, it's 13 on my books.
Well, yeah, I know. That's unfortunate.
Oh, boy, I want a refund or a do-over.
I thought you were like a betting spokesman.
Yeah, he's got a lot of confidence.
How do you not know that?
Yeah, I still stay in touch with our old guy, Fortenbaugh.
Right, but what I'm saying is you know your way around gambling. How did you not know? How did you not know you got a bad number?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
I don't know if you know what it takes to do those reads. I erred. I didn't have it right at my disposal, so I guessed it.
Did you make the bet, though, really?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. Yeah. Go ahead, Evan. Make an ass out of me.
That's a drop. All right. So last night, Sandy's in the group chat.
Oh.
Unsolicited, unprompted, completely out of left field.
Left field.
So when did this begin? Was this on February 8th that Sandy comes in and just spews from the mountaintop, "This will be We Believe 2.0. And since that point, it's kind of fizzled a little bit, neither here nor there. And every once in a while, he will drop in the group chat,
out of nowhere,
a reference to We Believe. And I don't want to go through the entire message because there was a lot of self-loathing, to be quite frank. You and Larry Bird are the only ones that can see something around. And then I didn't read the rest.
Oh, my gosh.
But why do you have this fixation on We Believe in this team either not amounting to that or being the same or being better? You got to live in the present.
Listen.
Thank you, Evan.
Those who don't pay attention to history are destined to repeat it.
Oh.
The bottom line is this. One of the reasons that I've lasted in this market is because I know the history of the Warriors. And when Baron Davis joined that team that year, there were and there are very tangible similarities between the situations. And so, man, remember when Baron came back that year? You get so fixated on
the trade.
He basically did get traded at that point because he wasn't playing before that anyway.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't playing. He was hurt for the first 2 years he was here.
It's like you're trying to say, the dog is a turkey.
No,
it's
what I'm trying to say is stop thinking that everything that happens now is the first time or the greatest or the best or the most unique.
You just to write it and send it back to read. What made you go there again?
Because yesterday you brought up, Stein, is this the greatest trade of all time? Greatest trade of all time. It's like, They haven't even won a playoff. They're not even in the playoffs yet.
So don't hold it against them.
But
right now it fits because the train looks like it's headed that way.
It doesn't fit until they advance.
Barry was already here, Steiny. He was one of ours, so I know you want to make it.
This is what it's really about. What it's really about is that you and a segment of the fan base can't possibly wrap your head around the fact that, yeah, you know what? There was another player who, when he came back, changed the fortunes of the Golden State Warriors. But no, for some reason, the younger generation and Goo, it's got to be, no, Steiny, Butler's better. Butler's better.
I'm in
Butler's
the younger done generation.
Butler's now. Done more. Butler, no, Steiny, no, not even close. It's not even close. No Baron Davis. Huh? No. Sorry. Please.
It's just, it's a different Steiny that we, you're Johnny Cochran to this idea.
It's a great comparison.
Believe. Like, you won't let it die.
I don't know where this text was, but this is where you lost me.
Adam,
quote,
no.
Listen, there's only two people with the proper perspective on this.
Oh.
Me and Larry Bird. Oh. And then I stopped reading.
I just dropped the phone like, he ain't going to get me.
I almost canceled my plan.
I'll see him tomorrow at 8:30.
Who?
You. Last night when I saw that diatribe, I just was like, I almost got mad at you.
Sure. The Butler trade is, quote, greatest ever or whatever. But facts remain.
That's right.
Baron Davis wasn't traded at the deadline.
That's right.
Don't tell him that.
He was essentially acquired. What you guys don't understand about the word analogy is it doesn't mean things are exactly as the present circumstance.
You're right about that.
Hey, you know what? Where are my real Warrior fans? Where are my real Warrior fans who actually go back a little further than four years with this
team? It's okay, and we love the thought, but the fact that you just mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on that thing, it's dead.
Dude, speaking of Austin Reeves, this text chain is an AR-15 of weird takes from you, Steiny.
You were feeling good. You were feeling good?
I was home at 4:30 yesterday.
Well, you can have some on stock at the house.
Okay. Actually, I don't keep a lot of beer at the house. Yeah. What's your point?
That's actually true.
What did you say?
It's what you said.
Well, what's AR-15?
Austin Reeves' nickname.
Yeah.
I didn't text Austin Reeves.
No, like you were shooting off a lot of unsolicited texts, you know? Speaking of analogies.
Okay. Guru sends to me,
Carter, get
Guru
your boy.
Sends to us this, once again, dumb thing where Stephen A. Smith is claiming that a former Hall of Fame player said that Steph Curry would average 17 a game in the day.
Yeah.
And of course, Guru gets all incensed because we can't talk about Curry like that. And this whole... let's get into it. This whole cockamamie, my generation doesn't respect yours.
I hate it, man.
Okay, that's why Larry Bird and I are the only ones who can speak to this. Both of us, Larry Bird and myself, are extremely complimentary of this generation and absolutely in awe of their talent level and ability. Same token, we respect the past and understand its greatness. Steph Curry would have adjusted to the physicality, and Isaiah Thomas would have learned to shoot the three night-night. Thank you, Steiny.
That's legit.
Well, then why did you make fun? Why did you make fun of me?
It was about the We Believe. That was, and we're going to play the Draymond sound about, you know, him in the, I don't like this. Just as a 50-year-old man, I do not like youngsters and the OGs hating on each other's era. And Sleepy didn't do that. He's not that type.
Most of the players from the past do not disrespect this era. There's a vocal minority, and that has caught the attention of the present day player. But I think it's overstated. But since we're talking about it, Draymond, and how about this for irony? How about this for irony,
okay.
Goop?
I like that word.
Draymond Green on his podcast with Baron Davis,
who's getting more run,
who, if you don't know, came back from injury in 2007, led the Warriors to a 16-5 finish. Then they beat the Dallas Mavericks. Then they lost to the Utah Jazz. And I mean, if you're any type of Warrior fan, the Butler acquisition just brings back memories of Baron Davis coming back from that injury and leading a big run. And my only point is, as great as Butler's been, yeah, he really hasn't done for this team yet what Baron did for that team when he came back. Okay, I don't need you to respond.
I won't.
This is Draymond Green and Baron Davis about respect the younger generation and the older generation.
People say you must respect each era, but the past eras don't respect this era.
I don't think that's true.
Me. You don't see some of the things these guys say?
The respect from the old is really, do the young dudes with us? Do they know who we are? That's why you get a lot of hate from the older generation, because they just want to be kept alive. One era always think that the other era is sorry until you leave the game and have an appreciation for the talent that you had to play against.
I disagree in the fact that, no, like, these eras don't respect us. Like, I've seen several guys talk over and over and over again, not in a positive light. I don't think that respect is passed down to us from the other generations, but I think people are quick to say, oh, you got to respect them because they came before. I don't agree with that.
You absolutely have to absolutely respect the people who came before you, because
my respect is earned, and what you did to somebody else don't necessarily earn you respect. Just because you played before me does not mean you deserve respect. I'm sorry, but God had in his plan for you to be born before me, and you just deserve respect because of that? Nah, my mom ain't raised me that way. Respect is earned.
Wow. Lot there.
God getting a lot of run this week on our show.
Yeah.
But that's like, tell me if I'm wrong, Mr. Bad Analogy, Gary Radnich.
What about him?
He's a GOAT.
Okay.
And I think, I don't want to speak for you and everybody else, but I know where you stand. We all respect what he meant to this market and radio. Sure. Ralph Barbieri, right. Pete Franklin.
Sure.
So.
You think Draymond's wrong?
I do.
Okay.
And it's shocking because he's a historian.
Okay. So, well, first of all, anybody wants to jump in, now would be the time. 888-957-9570. You want to know what I truly believe?
Give it to him.
This is all concocted. I do not believe you can make a blanket statement. The older generation doesn't respect the younger generation, nor does the younger generation respect the older generation. I don't believe that. Like, I believe 90% of the young people or young players respect the past, and 90% of the players from the past respect the way the game's going right now. I
then
truly
how is
believe
this blowing up
because,
10%
because
with the
he's
microphone?
Taken one thing that Oscar Robertson said,
that,
or one thing that somebody said.
Man.
But like, okay,
man,
for example,
man.
And I know he's my guy. Larry Bird has been more positive and more complimentary to this generation than any old timer I've ever seen. He says things like, these guys are incredible what they can do. They can do more than us. The game's in a great spot. Steph Curry is incredible. Klay Thompson, he's my favorite player to watch. Jokic, I would have loved to have played against Jokic.
Right.
Not because he thought he could school Jokic, but because the way Bird thinks, he wants to play against the greatest players
It'd
of all time.
Honor.
So he would have been. He wanted to play against Jokic because he respects Jokic. You know, Steve Kerr has never talked bad about this generation.
Yeah.
You know who else hasn't? A guy you'd think. I think Rick Barry has given this generation nothing but compliments.
Mm.
He acknowledges that they have advantages that he didn't have in terms of working out and nutrition, and that because of it, they are more developed in terms of being a complete basketball player than the younger generation.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you
I, think Shaq,
the park with...
I think Shaq is complimentary to the past,
and
certainly Sleepy Floyd is respectful of the present, because we had him on earlier.
And
today.
You can add Magic Johnson. Like, I just don't. But Stani, I will say this about the youngsters in different sports. Do you believe there's any NBA player that's not familiar with how great Larry Bird was? Sometimes we hear them, they're like, who?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
That shocked me to where I don't take that as disrespect, but I'm like, damn.
Well, this is where you've got to understand what getting older means. Okay. So Bird played in 85, yes. 95, 05, 15. That's 40 years ago. So that's like me at 20, 1984, understanding the great players from 1944. So
you ain't holding it against
me. No, not a guy like Bird.
Who were they?
What?
In 1944.
Hey, ass.
This is Friday. Lay off my guy. But I get where you're going. But okay. I really believe that comment.
Like, I didn't know about George Mikan.
Big O. And when the Big O said what he said about Draymond, that cut Draymond. And if you want to be honest, Big O might have went too far. Okay. Nobody cares about what he...
Okay, but I think J.J. Redick went too far, saying those guys played against plumbers.
See, now that's disrespectful.
Exactly. Let's go to Matt in San Jose. Hey, Matt, how you doing? Kerr weighed in on this, too, yesterday on Willard and Dibbs. I'll play that for you. Hey, Matt, how you doing? What's going
on,
my
man? How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well, thank you.
Look, man, this old head versus the youngin conversation, I think one thing that we do is we have the conversation without digging deep enough. If we look a little bit deeper into the whole body of work, yes, the players now are more athletic, primarily because the training is different. We have more access to resources now. There's new technology. The way these kids come up is different versus the way athletes had to come up back in the day. And you have to include what racial tensions did to affect that for some of the players that came up. So it's a whole different era. And if you put those guys in this era with the ability to use that technology and all those resources to, you know, harness their game and grow as a player, we might have a whole different set of NBA records. So I don't feel like there should be any disrespect either way. There should be a mutual respect of what they did prior to what we're doing now.
I'm with you. And the other thing is, I heard Spadoni talking this morning, and I agree with him. You can't talk about, well, what if Curry would have played in the 80s? Okay. Then he would have grown up and played basketball a completely different way because he would have been born at a time when the game was played differently.
I agree.
So, it was more physical. Okay. He would have adjusted. To what extent? I'm not quite sure, but I think Curry would have been okay. Right. Just like if Isaiah Thomas were dropped down today, he'd be fine too. He would shoot more three-point shots. Yeah.
There's never a winner in this when you compare the eras, Donnie, to me. And I always thought it was a compliment, but it looks like the 10% that you talk about, those are the ones with microphones. And Big O hurt Dre, that would have hurt me. That cut me. He'll never admit it. And probably now that you brought that back up, that's why Dre said what he said. He took that stand. Because Baron Davis, to his point, his credit, said the exact opposite of what Dre was saying, you know?
I mean, listen, I don't claim to know Baron Davis.
BD.
But I was around him for a few years, and I can tell you, like, he knew about the players before him.
Man.
Hey, Evan, I know you're leaving. But this is no way to send me off.
He gave you credit for BD. You dropped the name.
Yeah. It's also about...
People are saying you've been mad since I brought up the refs in the LeBron and Luka. Like, Jim Mulay said you kind of changed. You might be onto something.
Not really.
Yeah.
We believe in you.
It's just your text game.
I mean, listen, I can't deny that one of my frustrations is that oftentimes the way I speak... You two can't understand. I will acknowledge that. I will acknowledge that.
And I just, the why, right?
Sometimes I'll acknowledge
I just want
that.
The why.
I do sometimes get frustrated that you guys just, quite frankly, don't get it.
But right you now. Come out of the A's bullpen. I don't even think they have them. Wherever they say they get ready at their new home. Stoddy, I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah, I thought you were the raccoon a minute ago, backed up against the wall.
That's you're a just, bad animal.
It's like, Steiny, you don't like to see me happy. Goo.
Oh, I'll
you don't. Man. You don't like when I make a great analogy.
I back you up all
you and
the
Evan
time.
Just can't. It's like, you can't quite grasp what I'm trying to say.
Well, when you make
and it's a shortcoming
we'll talk
on your
about
guys'
it.
Fault. Yeah. On your guys'
you're shooting blades.
Side.
That one doesn't fit, man. I'm sorry.
The We Believe with Baron Davis.
If you ever run into him, say, hey, BD.
I'm looking for season ticket holders back in 2007, please. 888-957-9570. And this is a hell of a way to send me off as the Golden State Warriors play two crucial games. You know what? Here's what's going to happen. You guys are going to get me mad enough, I'm going to root against the Warriors tonight.
And that'll have no bearing on
the
outcome.
And you know what? You know what? Now that I'm mad at you, I hope you're happy, because I didn't read this text.
Hey, be careful.
Tonight is a win-win for Guru. Oh, if the Warriors win, he's happy. He's and if the Lakers, his favorite team, win, he'll be happy.
Evan,
you made me do that.
That is so weak.
You made me do that.
That is
all right,
weak.
888-957-9570 is the number. I see some calls. We'll get to you guys on the other side. Also going to listen to some more sound with Steve Kerr. Talking about this generational situation that just doesn't go away. That segment was sponsored by Life Source Water Systems.
Bad Mother Evan.